sometimes you can't tell the truth and be nice at the same time. Let's talk about it on this edition of E-Life.
That sounds interesting. If you were wondering, that was Steve Brown and I, Mike Kellogg. The program is Key Life. Relevant Bible principles without stuffiness and nonsense. Now here's Steve.
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible, open it to the book of Amos. We are going through the Older Testament, going through an Old Testament survey, and we're up to the book of Amos. And I'm in the process of giving you some preliminary points about the book of Amos before, that'll be next week, before we turn to the actual text and I become a tour director and take you through the book of Amos. But we have seen by way of preliminary observation that the name Amos means burden. If you got a burden, you might as well give up if God gave it to you. Secondly, we're looking at Amos as an outsider of the party. He lived in Judah, and he spoke to Israel. And sometimes if you're an outsider, you speak truth better than somebody who's an insider. And then thirdly, and this is brand new by way of preliminary observations, I want you to take note of the fact that the book of Amos is devoid of statements about a covenant family God. Are about a covenant people. Now, the word covenant, that means that's a warm and kind word that was spoken, sort of like when your pastor says you're the family of God. That's a warm and good way to speak of us. You are God's people, or if you use the words of the Apostle Peter, once you were no people, now you're God's people. Once you had not received mercy, now you have received mercy. That's good. That is a good thing for us to remember. I am not a nobody. I'm a child of the King. I'm a part of the family of God, and that's cool, and that's wonderful. Well, in the Old Testament, the prophets often referred to the people of God that way. They would say, you are God's covenant people. That meant that God has made a covenant with you above all the other peoples of the earth, and you are family. In fact, you find that in every book in the Old Testament except one. Well, maybe two. Maybe Esther, too. But I'm going to be teaching the book of Esther at the Cove my next time up there. And I think they gave that to me because they were mad at me at something that I said up there. I don't know. But at any rate, in the book of Amos, doesn't talk about family or about covenant. The covenant name of God, the God of Israel, is never used in the book. The Lord God is used 18 times. The Lord of hosts is used 7 times. The sovereign God is used 5 times. Yahweh is used 51 times. But never is there a reference to the covenant people of God. Let me tell you why. Because Amos didn't want to soften some of the hard things that he was going to say. You know, one of the things I hated about being a pastor was when you had to say things that you knew was going to offend. Harold John Ockingay, who was the pastor of the Park Street Church in Boston, was a friend of mine. When we get home, I'll introduce you to him. He was a very staid, a very proper, scholarly pastor. In fact, because he lived, the world is not the same. He was one of the founders of the National Association of Evangelicals. He was the first president of Fuller Seminary. Well, no, not the first. Yeah, I guess he was the first. He had to do with the World Evangelical Fellowship. He was one of the men who came alongside Mr. Graham in those early days and had a tremendous influence on Mr. Graham and the Crusades. Harold John Ockingay was a wonderful man, and every time I called him, he would put aside whatever he was doing, and he would sit down and talk to me. He called me Mr. Brown, and I called him Dr. Ockingay because he was a very formal guy. But a friend of mine talked about an evening service at Park Street where Dr. Ockingay had to say some harsh things about a particular ministry in which my friend was involved. And after the service, my friend went up to Dr. Ockingay's study, and he said, "You know, that really hurt me, what you said tonight about the ministry that I'm involved in, or in which I'm involved, and my friend said that Dr. Ockengate began to cry, and he put his head on his desk, and he began to weep, and understood that. You know, it's hard when you got to say some hard stuff. My friend Joel Hunter, who's a pastor here in Orlando, I heard him say one time, "I've got to say some hard stuff to you tonight." Then he stopped and he said, "But we're family, and it's okay." And after he did that, he could have said anything to me. But if he had been Amos, he would have said, "I got some hard stuff to say. I'm doing the best I can. I have some hard stuff to say to you. So deal with it." I mean, Amos didn't say anything about family, about being chosen people, because sometimes you just can't do that. I used to work for John Holliday of the Holliday Broadcasting Corporation. I could tell what was happening by the way his secretary would ask me to come and see Mr. Holliday. She would say, "John wants to talk to you." I knew that was fine, that he was going to either give me a raise or tell me I'd done well in something that I'd done. But when she said, "Mr. Holliday wants to talk to you," I knew I was in serious trouble. Well, Amos, in effect, says, "Mr. God has some things to say to you. You better deal with it." I had a friend who said to me one time, apparently new Christian, said, "I always pray to Jesus because I can't deal with God yet." What she was saying is that the name of God I can deal with is Jesus, because there's something soft and good about it. I can't handle a sovereign, eternal God. But here, Amos refuses to be warm and fuzzy. Here, he speaks the truth. Now, you're a New Testament Christian. God always speaks to you as your Father. I remember when Ad Leach said, Dr. Addison Leach at Gordon Conwell told me to call him Ad. And I could hardly wait to tell my wife, "Anna, Addison Leach knows my name. He wants me to call him Ad." And one time, Mr. Graham said, "Call me Billy." Now, I don't do that except when he's around, because he likes to be called Billy. But I'm not calling him Billy. He's Mr. Graham or Dr. Graham, because he deserves that kind of respect. But, you know, Amos doesn't use these kinds of "call me your father" the way Jesus said for Christians. There's a wonderful prayer. Let me get it to you. From Oliver Cromwell, and he wasn't always the nicest person in the world. Shortly before his death in 1668, he was the Lord Protector, and some have said the Lord Dictator of Britain, mean as a snake. But there was religious toleration anyway. Let me read you to you a prayer that'll soften if you read much church history. "Lord, though I am a miserable and wretched creature, I am in covenant family with thee through grace. And I will come to thee for thy people. Thou hast made me, though very unworthy, a mean instrument to do them some good and thee some service. And many of them have set too high a value upon me, though others wish and would be glad for my death. Lord, however, thou dost dispose of me, continue to do good for them. Give them consistency of judgment, one heart, and mutual love, and go on to deliver them, and go on with the work of reformation, and make the name of Christ glorious in the world. Teach those who look too much on thy instruments to depend on thyself. Pardon such who desire to trample upon the dust of this poor worm, for they are thy people too. And pardon the folly of this short prayer, even for Jesus' sake, and give us a good night, if it be thy pleasure." Is that good? I like that. What a wonderful prayer. Well, he was speaking to God's people, to the family. Amos was too. But he said, "If you think I'm going to soften this, you're crazy." All right. Let me show you one other preliminary point. I'll mention it, and then Monday we'll get into the actual text. By way of preliminary observations, not only that Amos' name means burden, not only that he was an outsider in the party, and not only that he refuses to use the covenant name of God, note that the judgment pronounced by Amos is almost never tempered with anything else. And I don't know exactly how to say this, but some mean people I like. You know why? Because you never have to wonder where they stand. You know, I have friends, you know, they're not the backslapping, go to a movie, let's have dinner together kind of friends. But they're people I respect and I love. Because they're just going to tell you. If you want to know what they think, ask them. And if you don't want to know what they think, then don't ask them. Because they're going to tell you. And I've learned to respect some people like that. Because they don't soften it. They don't temper it. They don't make it. They don't put a spin on it. They don't make it palatable for anybody. They just say it. Well, as we go through Moses, not Moses, Amos. I'm a little bit late for Moses. But I'm an old guy. Sometimes I forget. We're looking at Amos. And as we go through this book next week and I show you some of the verses in Amos, you're not going to have a question about what he means, because he means what he says, and he says what he means. You may not like people like that, but they're very valuable to the body of Christ. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you don't have our fall magazine, I'd love to send it to you free. It's around some things about Christmas because it's coming up. I wrote a piece called How to Be Christmas to the World. We're here for them. My pastor, Pete Allinson, wrote a piece called As the Men of the Church Go, So Goes the Church. The magazine includes a question and answer column. Great information about our Food Pastors Conference coming up in January. And, of course, a lot of resources to get you and those you love home with freedom and joy and faithfulness to Christ as your coming achievement. Give us a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day, or write KEY-LIFE, Post Office, Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794, or KEY-LIFE, Canada, Post Office, Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5N3, or you can email us, steve@keylife.org, with your regular mailing address. The magazine is free, and I really mean that. But listen, guys, if you could help us financially, I'd be so grateful, because most people aren't able to help us financially, and you've helped so many others. So pray about it. If God calls you to be a champion, be as generous as you can. You can charge it on your MasterCard, Visa, Discover card, include a gift in your envelope. For any gift of any size, when you request it, I'll send you as my thank you the cassette teaching Checking Inside. 6 questions to make you a spiritual John. Oh, yeah. Key Life. It's a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.